Power on.
Ask Drone You.
Hello, everybody.
This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to one very important episode of Ask Drone You.
Yes, folks. Welcome to episode number 71. Thank you so much for joining us, as always. Paul, there's some pretty challenging, difficult things going on around the world. Here in the States, we've got Baltimore and the riots and things that are going on there that are disconcerting and saddening. But probably even more important are the events that have been transpiring in Nepal.
Yeah, have to differentiate from events that are caused by disasters and events that are manufactured.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
And you know, you bring up such an important part about drones for good. You hear about it all over Twitter. You hear about it all over Instagram. But how many people are actually using their drones for good?
Not enough people.
I agree.
But 100%. That said, we're starting to hear about more and more people. In fact, a lot of people from our community, Paul, they're making that part of what they do with their drone is search and rescue, pro bono type stuff.
Yeah.
As a part of their business plan, if you will.
And I think it's honestly super rewarding because not only are you doing something good for humanity, but you get a feeling when you help people out and do what you love, that's really unprecedented. And, you know, when Hurricane Katrina happened, I went down to rebuild homes for Habitat for Humanity.
It's awesome.
And a couple other groups. And, you know, one thing I learned, something that I will never forget is we were just finishing building a house in East Biloxi, and I was team captain on the house at a young age,
wow,
a very young
a
age.
And Paul's always been a leader, folks.
And I will never forget the lady whose home we rebuilt, and she came up crying to everyone. She had just made everyone the best cornbread I've ever had in my entire life. And essentially, you know, she came up crying, and everyone's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And she's like, I finally got a job. Mm. I got a job at, I think it was the Pancake House, and she was making like $7.50 an hour.
But
she was so ecstatic about that.
That's awesome.
And that was a feeling that it was just like overwhelming at the time, like to see someone that excited about that. And they had just had everything ripped away. And just that small thing meant the world to them.
That's really cool to be a part of.
It really is.
To experience. And yeah, I mean, that's what life is about ultimately, right?
Yeah.
Not to get too sentimental here.
Yeah.
But it's a sentimental subject.
It's true.
It really is. And I was going to say, as we get back over into Nepal, The hard thing about that, I think, well, there's a lot of layers to what's hard about that. Certainly the loss of life, obviously. But in the here and now, there are people perhaps that are still trapped.
It's true. There's actually a lot of things that are going on that drones could help with, I think is where you're going with this.
Yeah.
And there are many people trapped. And one of our local partners here at Drone U, they're a team called IR Distro. They're based, I believe, out of Michigan. Awesome group of guys. If you know Joel or you know Justin or Joe, awesome, awesome, awesome guys. What are they doing? Well, they're actually using their drones for good in a few ways. Justin is headed out to Nepal with his S900 set up with his thermal cam. And IR Distro has actually been giving out thermal cameras to help with search and rescue.
That is so cool. I mean, you can't place a monetary value on
human life,
mm-hmm. and the value that can come out of going out there to help. But it's no small thing to say that each of those cameras is about $6,500.
Yeah.
And they're giving them away to go be a part of the search and rescue process.
I mean,
process.
What does that say about who they are as people?
And mind you, they're a startup, so they're not flush with cash.
No, not
just, I don't know. I'm really, really impressed. And not that the focus should be on them or being impressed with them, but ultimately what comes out of this process.
Definitely.
But we want to give them kudos for this.
So they are arriving this morning in Nepal, and they're using their drones for good. So what can we do with our drones when we're using them for good other than simply search and rescue? Well, we can also find if there is going to be another, say, avalanche, if there is going to be another, if there's a crack in the foundation of a building, they can scan buildings not only while looking for people, but also see where there may be potential problems in the infrastructure itself.
Well, I was just going to say our infrastructure on our roads and bridges in this country is not good right now. I don't know if you guys have heard about that. I'm sure you have. We have a knowledgeable listenership here. But bridges, for example, there's some pretty dangerous situations with bridges around the country.
Absolutely. And absolutely. And imagine, you know, the building standards and codes that we have here. And we don't know what the building standards and codes are in Nepal. But in a mountainous region like that, I'm sure there's a lot more demand for structural integrity just because of weather. I mean, obviously, this entire disaster was caused by an earthquake. So there's, you know, there's a lot of shifting material.
Which is another great point, Paul, because not only are they going out there to look for folks who might be trapped, and we sure hope they find lots of folks, but going forward, they can be checking all of the infrastructure for buildings that didn't collapse, didn't fall, to see what kind of situations we have with those.
And I think you just nailed the nail on the head in talking about how they can prevent things. But, you know, it begs the question, what are you doing with your drone? Are you a part of a nonprofit organization or a community of people that if there was a national or a natural disaster in your area, would you be on call to help? And I just say this because we all love to fly, we all love to film, and we all love to experience the joy of flight itself. And it is just one profound experience. And what if you could do that for good? So I have a challenge for you listeners out there. Have you heard of Swarm? S-W-A-R-M. Swarm is a group of pilots that are on call all across the country and all across the world. And you can join Swarm today and become a part of that community. You have to have the autonomous capabilities. You have to have the ability to control your drone in manual mode. You also have to prove proficiency in order to be a part of that community. But think about the rewarding aspect of that, Rob. I mean, it is huge.
It is huge. And I think what you just said is motivation enough to get better at flying drones.
Absolutely.
To be a part of something.
Absolutely.
Like that.
And I know so many guys are already pushing themselves to be better pilots just for the cinematography aspect of their business and providing the best shots possible. But imagine how important that would play if you were saving someone's life. Or let me put it to you this way, Rob. Let's say you're trapped up to your chest in sand and rubble and you cannot move. And the only hope that you have is someone finding you. But with cameras like what IR Distro provides, you would literally stick out like a sore thumb.
Literally.
Like, stick.
Beep,
yeah.
Like a beacon.
Yeah. Your dome would have so much heat radiating
especially
off
mine.
Of it. Yeah. Yeah, because he is bald. Bald joke. You would literally stick out like a sore thumb. So the technology that IR Distro is implementing is just so astounding. And guys, you know, I hope your business takes off. If you are interested in IR Distro's cameras, we do offer them through our community just because we love the guys so much. But it goes to show the difference between, you know, huge companies and the startups and how the human element really plays into their corporate moral structure.
Yeah, and particularly from a sacrificial standpoint, clearly large corporations are doing a lot of great things as well. But sacrificially, these guys, like I said, to repeat myself, they're not rolling in the cash.
No, they're not.
And yet they're still jumping out and being leaders in this effort. So
absolutely.
Kudos to these guys.
So if you haven't checked out IR Distro on Facebook, check them out. Facebook.com/ I believe it's IR Distro. I will check that right now. Just double check. If you're looking for Joel, you can find him on Facebook. Look up Joel, CEO at IR Distro. That's actually his name
very
on
cool.
Facebook, so he's very easy to find. And they are a great group of people. I know that Justin is going out with Team Rubicon. They're on Facebook as well. They do a lot of search and rescue stuff. They also do a lot of rebuilding efforts. It's a great team of people. Also built around a group of kind of techie, robotics, military type guys. So it's an awesome group to hang out with if you've ever been. And I can't say that from personal experience, but Justin has told me all about it. So guys, we love what you're doing. We love the fact that you are playing a role in bettering humanity. And it is a perfect example of how more and more people can use their tools, not toys, to provide a service to humanity in helping aid people in need. So I challenge you to become a part of a search and rescue group, to reach out to someone and see what you can do. Because imagine if it were you that was trapped up to your head.
Or your child or your mom or just whatever it takes for you to make the move in terms of your thought process.
We challenge
please
you.
Please go there.
We challenge you to do it. That's going to do it for our podcast today, guys. If you have any questions, be sure to visit askdroneu.com. If you want to become a part of our awesome community, don't forget we've got a mastery course coming up here on how to build an industrial grade drone that's going to be taught by the guy who scans a large majority of the Americas and South American infrastructure. And he makes a seven-figure salary
don't
doing
that. Don't want to miss this, guys.
This is going to be huge, 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 guys. Again, shout out to IRDistro. Check them out on Facebook, irdistro.com. You guys are awesome. We love you, and we love what you're doing. So huge shout out. Thank you again, guys. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone U.
Ask Drone U. Ask Drone U. Ask Drone U.